If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I don't know how many people do this, but oddly enough, something tells me this is more common than you might think. It Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Intern Joe is here this morning. Is this normal or concerning? That's the question. A friend over the weekend shared with the group that her husband started collecting sauce packets from restaurants they ordered, and she's very concerned because it's overwhelming the amount of times he's gone out of his way just to get these sauce packets and then bring them home and throw them in a drawer.
Gotta have them.
Why?
Just in case. Just in case.
Is it normal to have an emergency backup, or is this the gateway to hoarding? Because this guy went through a Taco Bell drive-thru just to ask for sauce packets and then just take them home and store them in a drawer. And the drawer is filled. I'm not talking about just a, you know, 50, 75 sauce packets. I'm talking there's hundreds of them. There's hundreds of packets of sauce, ketchup, mayo, sour cream, every condiment you can think of. Does that stuff even expire? I mean, how many of you do this? You collect condiment packets, you keep them in a fridge or a drawer at home, because I think every break room in America has a drawer or a compartment in the fridge where ketchup or mustard packets
have
been
sitting. We have a drawer upstairs.
They've been sitting there for years. Nobody's going to use it. Like, how long do you need this soy sauce sitting in here for? I truly believe, though, people don't use them. They just collect them out of habit. I mean, there's cheese in our fridge upstairs that has been growing mold on it since December. Nobody will throw it away. And that cheese is right next to a pile of sauce packets that nobody's going to use.
It's honestly very smart to keep them, because there's so many times where a DoorDash driver or a to-go person can screw you over and forget your soy sauce, and forget your Chick-fil-A sauce, and forget all your sauce. But if you have it locked and loaded and ready to go, you're good to go.
There are people that will only collect the Chick-fil-A sauce. I think that's worth more in value than, of course, all of these stupid little condiment sauce packets. But
the other thing is, a lot of them you can't buy.
Well, the other thing is, too, because it's been sitting there for so long, even if I did have them available to me, I couldn't use them because, in my mind, they're old and gross. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's so much preservatives in those that they are willing to last a lifetime. It's like space food.
Well, that's the other thing, too. I don't know how people drink coffee, mate. That creamer just sits upstairs on the counter for months on end. I'm like, this doesn't need to be refrigerated.
What's coffee made?
Coffee mate.
Mate?
It's the creamer.
Dairy-free creamer. It's the powdered stuff.
Oh. No, well, it's not even powder, too. These are the creams.
I'm not a coffee girl.
So. And there's boxes of them sitting upstairs.
Couldn't be me.
I'm like, oh, it's good. They have a lot of flavors, but what the hell do they put in that stuff where you could just not refrigerate it ever? You know what I'm saying? And you're a college student. I know for a fact you must somewhere where you're living have a drawer full of sauce packets. I mean, you have two other roommates.
Yeah, so the only sauce packets I ever ask for or save are the ones from Taco Bell. and Arby's sauce from Arby's. That's it.
Because you can't get that anywhere. Like, it's stupid to save a ketchup packet. You can just go buy a whole bottle of ketchup for like $3.
I haven't had Arby's in years, and they have the best sauces.
Yeah. I literally will ask them, hey, can you put a handful of the sauces in my bag? Pro tip, it goes on a turkey sandwich.
Mm. Ooh.
Grilled turkey sandwich with the Arby's sauce.
Honestly, this might be a, like...
The horsey sauce?
Not trying to be like a pick-me, but like, I don't think I've ever had Arby's in my life.
It's a weird flex. Yeah, you're missing out, Breezy, because what does Arby's have, Joe?
We've got the meats.
They've got the meats, Breeze.
And a cowboy hat.
And a cowboy hat, yeah. That,
when and Arby's was on Monroe Ave, I think it's they turned it into a Burger King now. But I used to go there, and there was this cute little girl running the cashier all the time. Mm-hmm. And I used to go in there, too, after like a club night. And I'm like, hey, Chastity, how you doing? She's like, chicken cordon bleu. I was like, you know it. They got the best sandwiches.
It's like 3 a.m.
Best sandwiches. But yes, you're right, Joe. They do have some of the best sauces. But
yeah, it's like I think there's no worry or concern if someone's saving those sauces that are not available for purchase.
But hundreds of them in a drawer?
Yeah, no, I've got like three in my fridge. That's it.
I don't understand. I think
you need variety.
If you're going to Taco Bell not to order food, but just to ask them for sauce, you have a problem.
Yes.
My brother, when we were growing up, used to only go to McDonald's for the toys.
Well, everybody.
He would collect. No, like he wouldn't buy a Happy Meal. They just buy the toy. So.
Can you do that?
They did.
You can
my
just
whole, my whole yep. upbringing.
Yeah,
it's like $2.
Just not on the menu. They don't want people to know it, but you can do it.
Happy Meal, the Happy Meal toys. That's
but they used to, but they used to have like really cool toys. Like they would always be in conjunction with whatever movie was coming out that year or day or week or.
So the marketing team of McDonald's wanted the restaurant to start being more adult, more grown up.
Yeah,
which is why they started, you know, marketing their coffees and their espressos and all that stuff. And they changed the look of McDonald's. Remember the playhouses and all that stuff? They're like, we can't do this anymore. We're losing business.
They used to have indoor playgrounds and
oh my God, it was
happy colors everywhere.
And they were like really, bacteria. They weren't even like peewee. They were like monstrous, tall, amazing jungle gym play areas, ball pits.
Ew.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in that. My husband does this, but he doesn't keep the sauces in a drawer at home. He keeps everything in his glove box in his vehicle. Oh, yeah, all those 90-degree days in the summertime.
But they off-balance with the 40-degree days.
Oh, God. That's not good.
So.
We love some hot horsey sauce, do we not?
I don't even like regular horsey sauce.
We got to take Breezy to Arby's. Oh, by the way, Joe, I don't know if you know this about Breezy. Never in her life has she ever had a Big Mac.
I know. Never.
Good for you.
Why is that
it's
good?
Not, it's not even like I'm like trying to hold out. I'm just haven't had the opportunity. Why I'm is a nug girl.
Yeah, she's a nuggy girl. Why is it a good thing?
Because it's not even that good.
You know they're a sponsor of ours, right?
Oh, dang.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.